What is going on, people? You already know what time it is. It's the Marquette Effect Podcast. Now I'm your host, Marquette, and yes, we are back. You hear that note I just hit? Back. Nigga, I should have been a singer out this bitch. What? Back. Ladies, I know your panties are wet right now, but please understand I am in a full-blown relationship. But she better start appreciating my singing voice, or else I'm gonna have to peace out. Listen, man, I know I've been out, been MIA for a couple of weeks. I feel like I say that every other episode. Hey guys, I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm back. I promise more consistent episodes. Do you hear me? More consistent. And yet this shit has not happened. You know what? I was contemplating not doing this podcast. Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why I contemplated not doing this podcast? Because I am overloaded with shit. I got a lot on my plate. I got a script I got to write. And I'm well behind schedule. You understand? I got content I got to put out on TikTok. I'm trying to educate these motherfucking toddlers with 6 posts per day on TikTok. Do you know how stressful that shit is? Huh? These babies are never happy. They just want more and more content. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and keep putting out content, man. I'm trying to figure out a structure. I'm trying to figure out a system, right, to where I can keep everyone happy. The people who want to listen to podcasts, to hear my opinion, to hear my charisma while you commute to work, right? I got to keep you happy. Got to keep TikTokers happy. Instagram audience is feeling left out of the loop. I got to give shit to them, right? Facebook is relatively inactive, but to my 2 fans on Facebook, I want to make them smile as well. There's a lot of shit I got to do, people. And I got clients, and I got a full-time job, girlfriend, baby, whole bunch of shit. So please be patient with me. We're going to make it so you all consistently see content. We're going to keep this shit rocking. Hopefully y'all follow me on all those other platforms, because if you don't, you're missing some pretty hilarious shit, if I do say so myself. I'm killing it on TikTok right now. You hear me? Killing it. Posting all the fucking time. Found out a little recent hack on TikTok. Let's go ahead and get into some behind the scenes, some BTS type shit right now. So as you know, I'm trying to grow more on social media in order to serve my higher goal of providing people with opportunities by way of writing scripts, making movies, TV shows, what have you. Phase 1 is to get big on social media, people. This is all part of the plan. 80,000 followers on TikTok right now. Go ahead and applaud me. That's a mighty accomplishment. So what I've been doing on TikTok is just trying to post more consistently. I realize that people only care about quantity of content. They don't really give a fuck about quality. So I'm sitting here busting my brain like I'm fucking Dave Chappelle, when really all people want is some fucking Nickelodeon jokes. So that's what we're giving the people. We're giving them what they want. So I've been experimenting with the type of content that I post on TikTok. What I've noticed is my Heaven and Hell series that was once doing extremely well, I'm talking almost 1 million views on 1 video, right, has now fell off. The quality of it is still high, but it's fell off in terms of its distribution, because I would put out an episode per week. People on social media, their attention spans are very fickle. They want stuff now. If I wait a week to put content out that is a continuation of previous content, they'll just forget what the fuck they saw. They've seen millions of pieces of content in between that time. They can't possibly keep track of all of it. Now, there is a certain subset of the audience that has maintained interest in the TikTok series, but now it's getting like 20,000 views, right? And there's probably someone listening to that like, you motherfucker, you get 20,000 views, I'm posting on TikTok killing myself, I can't get 10. Okay, motherfucker, maybe you shouldn't be on TikTok, because it seems to me you suck. 20,000 views to me is doing decent, right? That is a decent performing video. But comparing that to another video in the series that got 750,000 views, over 100,000 likes. Well, you know, there's obviously something I need to be paying attention to in that situation. Bear with me while I get a drink of water. Now, my girl told me I got to stop with the mouth noises. She was listening to my podcast And she said, why do you keep drinking on your podcast? It's annoying. Don't drink on your podcast. Like, the sound is just, it's cringy. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do y'all a favor. I'm going to listen to her and do y'all a favor. How you like that? How you like me now, huh? I don't give a fuck, people. I'm going to drink on my podcast. You know why? You want to know why I'm going to do that? Because it is my podcast. That's right. It is my podcast. Not yours. Mine. Meaning, I'm going to do what the hell I want. Similarly to like being in my own house. I'm going to be butt naked on my couch, nigga. I'm going to be butt ass naked on my couch. Doodle streaks all across that motherfucker if I want to, because it is mine. All right? Now, back to TikTok. So, I've decided to stop the Afterlife series. The reason why I decided to stop this series is because I already wanted to stop this shit. I was only keeping up with it because I thought my audience wanted to see it. Given that the views have drastically dropped, frees me from having to continue that series. And I thank my Heavenly Father for that realization, because I didn't really want to keep doing shit. So we're moving on to different content. What I have been experimenting with, given that I have to post more frequently, is getting content from other places and then giving my opinion on said content. It would be a hard ass for me to create something every day. I'm not creating a skit per day, bro. I can write a skit per day easily, but I'm not creating one. The time-consuming portion of doing all of that is trying to record it and edit it. That's a tall order. So instead, what I have decided to do, what I experimented with, was on TikTok, they have this green screen effect where the app naturally can see your silhouette and they'll put behind you whatever image you want behind you, right? It's a really cool effect. So the way I've been using it is I'll take a screenshot of a news article, put it behind me, and then I'll make a comment on it. Most recently, it's been a lot about the coronavirus. Coronavirus, however you pronounce that goofy shit. The coronavirus, right? So I'll do that. I'll get like a very shocking article, give one joke, one like opinionated joke, and then stop the video. So the content is normally like 6 seconds long. And the shit performs very well. Every news posting that I put up there gets at least 10,000 views, right? So that's very easy content to make. Like, there was one where I made, the one that went most viral was this white dude in Maryland painted his face black and robbed a bank because he wanted to hide his identity. I posted about that, and the joke was, like, the headline read something like, Maryland man tries to rob bank as a black man. And I said, the headline really should read, Maryland man tries to commit suicide in the bank. Because any white man trying to rob a bank as a black person is trying to get shot. Right? That's how I said it. Delivery's on point, right? Anyway, that was the video. Went crazy. People loved it. They laughed. But then what really made it go crazy was the comment section. Because you always know you got those fucking white people who seek out those news articles and opinions that have anything to do with white people and just want to defend the entire race. Wait, he was just trying to disguise himself. This has nothing to do with race. Then you got like the woke black people. Yes, it's black. Who are very sensitive. It's blackface. It's blackface. Let's talk about blackface for a minute. I think we have talked about that on the podcast before, but it's my favorite subject, the blackface. Huh? It's my favorite one because everyone's fucking wrong. All right. So in the comments, you had black people saying that this white guy was racist, right? Then you had the white people saying, well, no, he's not racist. He was just trying to disguise himself. Guess who I agree with? Huh? I'm gonna give you a couple of seconds to guess while I sip my coffee. Go ahead and ponder that, my dear listeners. Which audience do I agree with? Let's see who really knows me. I don't have any sound effects, so you just have to deal with that. You got an answer? Okay. I agree with Whitey. Ding, 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 ding. white man, white Jefferson wins this round. Why is that? This white man obviously was just trying to not clearly be himself when he robbed the bank. He wanted to appear as if he was a different race. Right? Like, on the surface, that seems smart, but obviously it wasn't, because you can't really hide white features. Like, nigga, where are your lips? Like, you're obviously not black. I see no lips. You're not a black man, all right? Yeah. But you got all these sensitive black people in the comments saying, like, this is racist. It's like, bro, it's not racist. People, the only way you can say something is racist is if you, we have to have a conversation about intent, right? Intent. What was the intent? Was this guy intending to make fun of black people by robbing a bank as a black person? Or was the intent to hide his identity as another race? If you are an objective, logical person with any semblance of intellect, you will know this man was obviously trying to hide his own identity. Now, you can make the argument that he chose the race of black people because, one, they're probably a more believable suspect, right? But I don't think that was the case here. I think this man was just really trying to say, well, I can't paint my face green because that makes no fucking sense. So I'm going to paint my face black, go in there with some fucking J's on. That was his other mistake. He wore like a North Face jacket and shit. Like, you still have on white wardrobe, sir. This is still white. You're adorned as a white person here, okay? You might as well wear a MAGA hat robbing this bank. Like, you still look white, whitey. Huh? Come on. Where's your sense? Where's your sense? Anyway, so that was the sitch. And I just disagree with all of these claims of racism from the black community. Now, there are times where it's absolutely correct. I can name many situations where it's absolutely correct. But when anything pertaining to race hits the news waves, it seems like racist white people and sensitive black people lose their fucking minds, bro. Like, there's equal ignorance on both sides. White people think that nothing is fucking racist. They'll, like, any fucking excuse they can pull out of their ass for why something bad happened to a person of color, like, they try to justify it. Black people think every fucking thing is racist, where it's like, no, there's some gray area, people. Like, for example, Kobe Bryant died. Very sad situation. Kobe Bryant's death was the only death that personally affected me. Normally, I don't give a fuck when celebrities die. I remember still having a great day when Michael Jackson died. Not because he died, of course, but shit didn't affect me like that. Michael didn't impact my life that greatly. I can acknowledge his contributions to society at large, but I wasn't personally affected because I didn't personally look up to Michael Jackson like that. But when Kobe died, bro, god damn. And then his daughter died with him. That shit really hurt. But we aren't talking about that right now. What we're talking about is when Kobe Bryant died, there was this unfortunate news anchor who referred to the Lakers as the niggers. Now she says that she says nakers. I did not hear nakers. I heard niggers. The shit sounded very niggerish, right? Now, even if she did say nigger instead of naker, as she claims, right? What do you think happened? Do you think this woman was just a secret KKK member, and she infiltrated the media business corporation just so she can have her moment, just so she can work for the last 5 or 10 years, busting ass, going to college, getting a degree, getting a job, probably interning, getting coffee and shit, working her way up to finally be able to deliver the news, just so she can have her moment on national TV to call the beloved Kobe Bryant and the rest of his teammates niggers, just to fucking get fired and lose all of that shit she took years to work for, to gain nothing. What was to be gained by that? Nothing. Nothing. It's as weird as people thinking that white police officers are going out here intentionally trying to shoot black people. It's like, bro, I think the more logical answer is that white people are more fearful of black people because they have an incorrect belief, which some would claim is racist. I would agree with. Have an incorrect belief that black people are aggressive, so they're on edge and they shoot them, right? Now, it's still their fault. There's no defense for police officers, but I don't agree with the opinion that white officers are like, all right, today I'm going to shoot a black person. Today's the day. I'm going to do this shit. I've been police officer for 10 years. Time to retire. I'm going to retire by shooting this nigga in his ass. It's like, come on, bro. That's not what's going on. This is a more complicated situation, right? This is a more complicated situation. There's a like this law, not like legal law, but like this idea. Philosophical idea. I forget what it's called. Like Sturgeon's law was like 90% of stuff. 90% of everything is shit, right? It's called Sturgeon's law, which I love that law, by the way. You especially see that with Instagram comedians, but I digress. I forgot the name of this law, but what it essentially says is don't attribute to malice what could be explained by ignorance. Now, I'm paraphrasing it, but that's essentially what the law is. If any situation, don't think that what happened was an intent of malice, but if it could also be explained by just general ignorance, right? Could this news anchor situation be explained by general ignorance, or in other words, a mistake? Yes, it can. So it's likely that she's not fucking a racist piece of shit who has worked for the last 10 years just to say nigger on air once. Come on, people, use your fucking thinking cap. Shit makes no sense. It makes literally no sense. I'm not the smartest cookie in the bunch, but I know you motherfuckers are smarter than that. Anyway, I don't want to go off and get fucking canceled by seemingly to be defending the white race, because that's not my intention. My intention is to get people to think, to know the difference between a racist white person and a white person that is not racist. Because if you go out and just call all white people racist, guess what? You're now making racist. you're fucking the head of the racist factory, just making more racist white people because you ruined their lives by calling them racist. That should be a fucking movie. A white person who wasn't racist, life was ruined by being called racist. And because of that, they fucking become racist. They hate black people now. I would. Bro, if I wasn't me, if I was a white person and I wasn't racist and I made a mistake and then I just saw all black people on social media saying, fuck this piece of white shit. He's racist. Cancel him now. I lose my fucking job. My family's out on the street. I'm like, fuck niggers now. Like, that's 100% how I would feel. So, have some discernment. If you have a racist white person, know what the signs are. All right? Know what the fucking signs are. Now, I understand that could be complicated because a lot of racist white people have wisened up and now know how to carry themselves as if they're not racist. But I would argue that true racism, see, because people conflate the word racism with prejudice. From my understanding, racism is hatred. They hate you just because of the color of your skin. It's a hatred. Prejudice is I just prefer white people. Right? And I think everyone's a little prejudiced. But the word racist is being thrown around very carelessly. That's a very strong word. And I don't think that a lot of people who are being called that fit the bill. Hell, I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan. They call him racist all the time. And I'm like, this bro, he's not fucking racist. Y'all got to stop defaulting to this fucking low level of thinking. Anyway, I'm going to get off the subject because now I'm starting to annoy myself. I'm annoyed by the concept. What else has happened since I talked to you last? Well, let's go back to social media, shall we? So Instagram, YouTube growth actually has stalled out a little bit. I think I have 287 subscribers on YouTube. So the last video I posted on YouTube was my coronavirus skit, which essentially was like some doctors were trying to find patient zero because they believed that he held the cure to coronavirus. And the person they ended up hiring to capture patient zero was Ash Ketchum. So, like, I brought like a Pokemon hat the one that Ash wears, he turns backwards whenever he's about to catch a Pokemon, and I brought a Pokeball. And that video did well. On TikTok, it got like 12K views. And I used that to funnel traffic from TikTok to YouTube because the video was a longer video, right? I intentionally made it longer. So when I posted it to TikTok, I can say, if you want to see the full video, go to my YouTube page and subscribe. So it got me like 30 subscribers, right? So I'm going to do that probably once a week. Make a longer skit, put it on TikTok, funnel traffic to YouTube from it so I can start building my TikTok audience. Oh, shit. One thing I also got to share with y'all is I fucking started my website, man. TheMarquetteEffect.com. Yeah, buddy. We're making that happen asexually. Now, I have no idea how to make this shit pretty, so I'm just putting like a MVP up, a minimal viable product, just so y'all can see what the fuck I have. Purpose of the website is twofold, as my mentor Charles has told me. One, it is to show other businesses the amount of traffic I'm able to funnel to my website, because that would then tell them if I'm able to do the same thing with their product, if they want to like sponsor me in any kind of way. Two, it is an asset that I own that I can't, people can't just kick me off of. Like WordPress technically can't, it's a WordPress blog. So WordPress technically can take me off of their platform if they want it to. However, that only happens if you're like a racist white person or someone who's talking like crazy shit, right? You got to be like on the extreme opinions of society in order to get kicked off WordPress. That doesn't really have anything to do with what I do, which is comedy. So I have no problems there. So one is to show people that I can drive traffic from one place to another place, which is valuable when it comes to marketing. Two, it is to have a place that I own where there's no danger of me being kicked off. Like there's people whose TikToks are being deleted left and right, which they just have to start over from scratch. Like, yes, that's shit out of luck. And three, it is a place where I can now sell products. So if there's any kind of services or products I want to offer, I can then sell that. So if I write an ebook, right, I can sell that on my website. There's one thing that I'm experimenting now, which is becoming a TikTok consultant, which I'm very excited about. I've changed my Upwork profile. As you all know, I do freelancing. So TikTok consultation will be a service that I offer. I will also offer that on my website. I'm going to do a little bit of SEO tricks in order to rank well for the term TikTok consultant or TikTok help, whatever the keyword is. And it's exciting, man. It's just exciting. Growth is exciting. Progress is exciting. I hope that you were able to experience something similar in your life. I hope that there is progress that you are making in your personal life, my friend, my dear listeners out there. So I am definitely excited to get that done today. I'm going to primarily work on getting my content calendar made to take some of the stress off of putting out content, and also working on editing my website to make it more visually appealing, at least get all of the service offerings up. And yeah, so hopefully in the next couple of days that will go live. When it does go live, I'll put the website link on all of my social media channels. So if you're listening to this, about time you hear it, it should be done. You can go check that out. Yeah, man. So it's really exciting stuff. Exciting things are happening. And I think that that will bring this podcast to an end. We are at the 23-minute mark. I like to keep these things around 20 to 30 minutes. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all listening. If you are curious about the website, go ahead and check that out on my social media pages. As you know, it's at the Marquette Effect on all social media channels. If you're on TikTok, just add the number 1 to that, the Marquette Effect 1. And I will talk to you all soon.